Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today trusting all things are well and that you have been learning how to walk in love. I was just talking with Randy Laughlin here. We're recording this to send it to you, and he said, "This is rich." I said, "Oh, I'm telling you, it's rich for me as I'm giving it, because these truths from the Word of God, what is love? God gave us His kind of love. He told us to walk in the God kind of love. If He told us to do that and we couldn't do it, it wouldn't be fair. God wouldn't be fair. But He told us we can do it because He gave us His love." I said yesterday that one of the last times I heard Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, he talked on this, and he said, he entitled it, "He Has Given Us His Love. What Have You Done With It?" You see, folks, Brother Hagin brought out that on the day of your new birth, God shed abroad in your spirit the God kind of love, the love that never fails. God gave you a no-fail power inside you, the love of God, the God kind of love. Now, I told you that I went to work for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and he was going to teach a seminar on this, and I knew that I was going to have to put it in writing in several different forms. And so as I went to that seminar, I was feeling really like, oh, I know about love. Actually, I did not know not hardly anything about it. And I learned what I'm teaching you right now. And Brother Hagin said to us, here is how you can walk in love. There are some steps. Number one, you must be born again. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Number two, you must know. Romans 5, 5. The love of God at the time of your new birth was shed abroad in your spirit by the Holy Ghost. You have to absolutely know, folks. You might say, well, my daddy was mean. My uncle was mean. I'm mean. I just get it. I mean, it's just how we are in this family. No, no, no. Nope, 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 nope. That might be how your flesh and blood is, but that's not how your spirit is. And when you were born again, you came from God. The divine seed is in you. Your spirit is of God. Hallelujah. And in your spirit, you're like your Father, God. He is love. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Step one, you must be born again. Step two, you must know Romans 5, 5. Step three, you have to know what love is, how the love of God is, how it's defined. So you have to know this from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Step 3a, buy an Amplified Bible. Because the Amplified Bible gives us the amplified meaning of the original Greek, which describes to us the God kind of love. And Brother Hagin told us, I remember hearing at that first session, if you're not walking like this, then you're walking outside of love, and you are breaking the only commandment we have. And therefore, your prayers may not be answered. You know how it says about speaking in the Bible, it says about a husband and a wife. If you don't treat her right, your prayers won't be, they'll be hindered. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want your prayers hindered. So in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, and we're going to be reading in the Amplified Bible, love endures long and is patient and kind. We said yesterday, natural human love can endure long, but it's not patient and kind about it. Number two, love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. If you are envious of others, if you are jealous of others, you are not walking in love. And I tell you, folks, one of the places that I've seen this, and one of the places it's most dangerous, is spiritual jealousy, spiritual envy among preachers. His church is bigger than mine. He's got more people coming to his meetings. Well, and it's not about that. It's about everything we do has to be done from the love. You know, If you're walking in divine love, it's glad when a brother or sister gets blessed. It rejoices when a brother or sister gets a new car, or a brother or sister has an opportunity to go on TV. It's glad because the kingdom is blessed. Jealousy. It boils over with jealousy. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. I can remember years ago, I was in a meeting, and Jerry Savelle was preaching, Second Baptist Church in Illinois. I've forgotten the town in Illinois. But also in that meeting were the Brzees, and this was in the early day of their marriage, Mark and Janet Brzee. And a lady came forth one night and asked for prayer. I think I had taught on love. And she said, you know, I want you to pray for me, because she said, I'm just so jealous my whole life. Everything is jealous. She said, my husband is not born again, and I won't let him come to these meetings, because every night that Janet Brzee gets up and sings, and she's so beautiful, I don't want my husband to look at her. Now that is demonic. Actually, it's flesh. But the devil can work in your flesh toward jealousy. And the man's soul was at stake, and she didn't even want him there. I don't imagine he had much desire to be like her anyway, because she probably was not walking in love at home. So, but anyway, love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. If you are envious and you are boiling over with jealousy, what do you do about it? Here's what Brother Hagin taught us. You take the scripture. He said, you're going to find yourself in here. Not everybody has the same things they have to battle. Now me, Billy Brim, to tell you the real truth, I don't have to battle jealousy too much. I'm not perfect, but that's not one of the big things that I've had to overcome in my life. I am glad when others are blessed and whenever they're going for God. But I was never jealous, you know, over Kent, and Kent wasn't jealous over me. But if that's your problem, then what you do is you write it down on a card. You get a 3x5 card. That's what Brother Hagin told us to do. Get a 3x5 card and put, love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. The God kind of love is in my spirit. And that kind of love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. And then as you read that, I read you a prophecy yesterday where Brother Hagin said the Lord was talking about these things in the prophecy. He said, take the scriptures that have been given this very night on love. Write them down on a sheet of paper or on a card. Read them almost constantly. So if you are having trouble with jealousy, you write that down on a card, and you paste those cards all over your house. Put them up all over your house. Take them with you. That lady should have taken a card to church, and every time Janet got up and sang, say, love never is envious, boils over with jealousy. And then maybe she could have taken her husband to church. Then the next thing, love is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It's really hard to manifest the love of God when you're up before people bragging on yourself. And the love of God just doesn't do that. Remember, we're reading the definition of the love of God as given by God. Verse 5, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Love is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. Love, inflated with pride. Let's stop on that a bit. You remember that was the devil. His problem, Satan's problem, was pride. And he'll always try to tempt you to pride. But you can put it down. Write this little verse down. Not a little verse, it's a powerful verse. Love is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. Write that down. If your problem is that you get tempted to pride, then you write this whole verse down and meditate on it. Now, next sentence. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. Love is not selfish. It doesn't have to always have its way. I've got to have my way. That's what happens in marriages sometimes. He's got to have his way. She's got to have her way. Neither one of them are walking in divine love. Remember how Brother Hagin said, two Christians walking in divine love have ever been to a divorce court. Why? Well, for one thing, they're not selfish. They're not seeking their own way. You know, they whatever you want, darling. I know of a church that I was in one time. And that church, every Wednesday night, had a business. First Wednesday night of every month had a business meeting. And that church had two factions in it. One faction, I don't want to tell too many details, you might guess where it is, but it's been many, many years ago. One faction was led by a powerful woman in the church, and the other faction was led by the head deacon, who that side gave most of the money. And every Wednesday night, they sat on the two sides of the church as if there were two warring camps. The poor pastor had to moderate the business meeting the first Wednesday night of the month. And it didn't matter what one group was for, the other one was against. Once they argued and fought over the new church, what color should the bricks be? Should the bricks be pink or should the bricks be red? Then there came the night when they argued over which side of the church the piano, the new grand piano, should be put on. One side said it should be on the left side, one side said it should be on the right. They began their arguing, and one of the things that happened that night, I was in that business meeting. Somebody stood up on the one side and hurled a Bible across the aisle at somebody on the other side. The book, the Bible. At which point, the people on the other side began to hurl their Bibles over across at the other side. At which point, the other side, behind the powerful woman, marched out the church, and in a little town of less than 500 people, started a new church of the same denomination. Did that show to the world we are Christians by our love? What difference does it make to the kingdom of God if the church is pink brick or red brick, or if the piano sits on the left or on the right? Folks, many of the things that we have argued and fought about and the devil has put in our paths and tempted us with are so stupid. Little points of doctrine. How to be baptized. Oh, and you could go on and on and on. Behind every one of them is the enemy, trying to keep us from manifesting the glory of God. These great and wonderful truths are available to you in Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's book, Love, the Way to Victory. It's a 300-page book almost. Usually sells for $10, but we are offering it in a package along with my teaching, How to Walk in Love. It's a cassette, on a cassette tape or a CD, an audio teaching, and you'll be blessed by it. Especially if you're having any trouble in your home, in your marriage, please order this package, $10 for the two. Billy Brim Ministries, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447, or even go online, billybrim.org. But online, you're going to have to make them to know that this is the radio offer, because you can't really get it this price, both things, except for the radio offer. We're going to have a special school. I love these schools where I get to just go into things I never could go into in a normal pulpit, in a normal church meeting. I never could say some of the things and delve into the deep things of Bible prophecy, except at a school of eschatology. Don't let that word throw you. It just means things of the last days. We're going to be really looking into the prophets this time, especially the book of Ezekiel, which is filled with prophetic word concerning the very nations that are on the front page of your newspaper and are on the nightly news and the internet. This is Billy Brim saying we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom, shalom.